Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Volkert recently completed a feasibility study for Santa Rosa County concerning County Road 197. The study itself begins at the intersection of US 90 and County Road 197 and continues for 4 miles to its termination just north of Five Points Intersection, which is the intersection with Woodbine Road. The study was used to document existing conditions, design criteria, and further future needs.
Say Chemukla Highway. Don't say Highway 197. Nobody knows what that is. Mother Chemukla. You know, just say the words, right? Anyway, so this is at the Transportation Planning Organization meeting yesterday. TPO, you often hear it said, which is the right shortened acronym. This is Arthur Hooks from Volkert giving kind of an overview of the study of how to fix Chemukla Highway from, you know, Highway 90 all the way up to like Five Points vicinity.
During the course of the study, we looked at various alternatives for the alignments as well as typical sections. The typical sections included improvements such as pedestrian paths, like multi-use paths, sidewalks, expansion of travel lanes to 4 lanes instead of 2, divided medians. And the alignments that we looked at was for a shift to the west, a shift to the east, as well as widening along the center alignment.
All the possibilities, right? Sidewalks, bike lanes, multi-use path, expansion, medians, everything they were looking at. So what did they actually land on?
As you can see, the typical section that was moved forward has sidewalks, bicycle lanes, and the expansion of travel lanes. One reason that we did not move forward with the shared use path is that because of right-of-way constraints, there would have been impacts to many of the features that are out there, as well as due to some of the rural areas along this project, we would have to have crosswalks out in between intersections. We were worried about safety for the users.
Because when you start to build roads like that and the need for crosswalks, if you do, right? So the takeaway to me seemed to be what they're going to try to do with Chemukla Highway and that stretch is, you know, add sidewalks, add bike lanes, that's widening, and also widening of the, you know, the road itself from, you know, well, 2, 3, depending on how you want to count it, but from, you know, 2 lanes to 4 lanes and adding turn lanes and, you know, changing some of the intersections and upgrading those.
The improvements that we recommended are improvements to the existing intersections, whether it be turn lanes for right or left turns, as well as the travel lanes that we said going from 2 to 4, as well as the sidewalks and the bicycle lanes. At this time, as I stated earlier, the county and the state are working together to advance us into the PD&E phase.
Okay, so we're at the very preliminary, right? This is nothing's going to happen tomorrow. Nothing's probably going to happen for a year or two, maybe, maybe longer. But eventually, the idea is to turn Chemukla Highway and that stretch from 5 points down to Highway 90 into a 4-lane with, you know, turn lanes and pedestrian sidewalks and bike lanes. So a big hole honking huge, you know, major road compared to kind of what it is now. And I know a lot of you are like, but tell me about Woodbine. Well, the problem there is coming up with the money. Also, I think if I'm not, somebody's going to correct me if I've got this wrong, but Woodbine is a county road and Chemukla Highway is a state road. And so that's been one of the hangups in getting Woodbine fixed is, you know, the county's got to come up with the money for it. Meanwhile, one of the other, you know, kind of things that's going on, and we talked about this a little bit before, but it's a good reminder that there is a project coming to West I-10 from the Welcome Center over to, like, you know, the 9 Mile Interchange. This is Tiffany Bates, and she is talking about the Moving Florida Forward proposals, the various ones that the governor signed into existence.
And many of you may have heard about the governor's Moving Florida Forward, it's a mouthful, infrastructure initiative. That program he slated to pretty much focus on relieving congestion, enhancing safety, facilitating trade, promoting economic growth, and providing a more resilient transportation infrastructure. There were 2 projects of note in Northwest Florida. There were 20 total projects. two up our way. One is over in Bay County, and the other one was in Escambia County. They allotted $162 million for the I-10 widening from 4 to 6 lanes. That's going to be east of the Pensacola Way Station to east of 9 Mile Road and reconstruct that interchange for our soon-to-be new diverging diamond interchange that I know we're all just going to embrace and love.
What's interesting about that is that there's supposed to be a diverging diamond interchange going at Pine Forest and I-10, but that one is not funded, is my understanding, just like the roundabout that's supposed to go in at north of the Publix there on Pine Forest when you know go into, what is that, 197A? I always forget exactly which the designation of that road is, that weird little turn off there. That's supposed to become a roundabout. But that one's not funded yet.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Okay. But this one at 9 Mile is funded. It's like, I think $160 million. And that is going to get done. So that's going to be a diverging diamond there and the widening of I-10 to 6 lanes. Oh, and by the way, since we're kind of talking about I-10, you may not have caught this. We've talked about it a couple of times on the show, but it's one of these things that hasn't really been on the front burner. Is the US 29 and I-10 interchange is going to undergo massive renovation. And that's coming, like, pretty soon. Like, they're funding it, okay? And they're going to, basically, if you know that interchange, you know, that's the one where you come up on the inside of the interstate and you're trying to merge into a 70-mile-an-hour, you know, driving or 60-mile-an-hour drive. But, well, people really drive 75. They've changed it in recent years and made it a lot safer, but it's going to undergo complete reconstructive surgery so that the east-west lanes are just going to go straight across instead of bulging out like they do. And the merges are now going to be on the outside like a normal traffic engineering situation. Also, when you go east on 10, both north and south 29, the exit to go north and south of 29 are going to be on the west side of 29. So you're going to come down like an off-ramp like you would at Avalon or 87 instead of one of them being a 270-degree turnaround. Some of it's going to be a mess. Some of it's, I think, I'm not a fan of some of it. But overall, I think it's going to be an important thing. And they're widening it all to 6 lanes. If you're not familiar, the reason this came up yesterday in the TPO also is because the price tag has gone up. I don't have the old price tag. It's weird. In all the backup documents, I couldn't find the old price. But the current price of that interchange redesign is $241 million. Which I guess if you're going to put a diverging diamond in at 160, it makes sense that redesigning another massive intersection is expensive. But if the bridge, 3 Mile Bridge, was $400 and $250 just to mostly improve the US 29 I-10 interchange. Anyway, that's a lot of money, but that is also going to be happening and happening fairly soon. I think that's in the program for like this year to start working on some of that because they've already kicked off like the Delta Concrete facility had to move because they had eminent domained him out and he's been forced out like already, which means that they're doing it. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
We're seeing a backup at the front gate of Pensacola NAS, backed up over the bridge right now. Certainly, if you see another or you have a traffic tip or see an accident, you can always text it in if you would, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, Frontier Motors does not want to sell you a car or a van or a truck or, you know, whatever. They want to sell you many over the course of your life. They want you to come and come back again and again and again. And that's why they do business the way they do. You know, a lot of times used car dealers, you go to them and it's really like you can feel, or at least you perceive, that it seems like they're just trying to get me that one car and then they kind of hope to never see me again, right? And they do business that in a way that reinforces that. At Frontier, it's not that way. You know, they take their time. If you want to take your time, that's fine. There's no urgency. There's no pressure. And then after you buy a car, they will follow up to make sure you're happy because they want to make sure you're happy, right? Like, I got a call 6 months and then again a year after we bought the van, checking up to make sure everything was fine. And, you know, one of the keys didn't work and they replaced it for free. A year after we bought the car, you know, something that would normally cost you like $100 and a quarter, $150, something like that. And I know from other people, when they bought cars there, they, you know, had a minor issue or even, you know, if they had a major issue, they took care of it. Because that's the way they stand behind their vehicles, because they know you're buying a like new car. It's not new, it's used, but it's a year or two old with low miles. And they want you to have the experience of getting something that you know you can trust and drive and drive and drive and enjoy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue in Pensacola is your ultimate fitness destination. Are you ready to unlock your full potential and achieve your fitness goals? Anytime Fitness has the key to a healthier, happier you. With 24/7 access to state-of-the-art facilities, you can work out on your schedule. You will be guided by their certified personal trainers who will tailor a program just for you. So join now and take advantage of their special membership offers.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Whose motorcycle is this?
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
I can feel the paradise before.
Morning, 5:06:23 here on News Radio 92.3. Ron Eldoff is retiring. Isn't that an again, though? I mean, I love Coach Rod. You know, Ice Flyers coach. And Greg Harris, of course, the owner of the Ice Flyers, was on Channel 3 last night talking about it.
What he did is monumental. And it's something that I'll never forget, and our fans will never forget, our players will never forget. It was just something that he came in and he helped set the tone and the culture. Just around the playing side of things, but the great thing about Rod too was that he understood the business side as well, and so it was, you know, the perfect storm of hockey knowledge and business knowledge that came into one, and the success showed.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And when we got him back, I know it was like, oh, thank God. And I, pardon me for not knowing, but I think we've won 4 championships. I think he's 3 of them. I don't think he's all 4, but I could be mistaken. Yeah, so anyway, you know, great to have him, sad to lose him, but Greg Harris, like a good owner, and by the way, I love that note where he said that, you know, he doesn't just know the sport, he knows the business. That's important for a manager, right? It's not common, okay? But it is important for the manager to get both, because then they don't only make decisions and put up a fight over the things that you need to do to make money, but they're also, you know, it's the sport and the money. So I that's really kind of cool. I like that comment by Greg.
I'm not looking to, you know, find that next Rod Aldoff. I'm looking to find a guy that can take our organization to, you know, even greater heights, win us, you know, our fifth championship, get even more involved in the community, you know, help bring more players in. So it's just, but, you know, it's important, though, to have the guy that fits our culture.
Yeah, I love the comment that, you know, I'm not just looking to go find, the next Rod Aldoff. I'm looking to get somebody who's even better. Also, what's an organization, Greg? Oh, you're Canadian. 625 on News Radio 92.3.
Can you tell?
Can you tell, eh?
I know, eh?
All right. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
That's true. When you live up there, you got to take hockey as a gym. So as you take a look, the only thing that I'm seeing right now is a backup at the front gate for Pensacola NAS. It's backed up over the bridge currently. Traffic tip, 6437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, eh?
Nicely done. You take off, eh? David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines.
It's Canadian. I know, and none
see,
of it's funny.
One,
he's
two,
from
one
Iowa.
Step too far. All right, fair enough. That's a strange reference for you, David.
All right, yeah,
youngster.
I'm going to get you that DVD.
I'll have to. I'll have
video
to
cassette.
Look into that. The federal indictment. The federal indictment does not seem to be hurting former President Trump in the polls. He is still Republican voters' top pick in a new survey. Quinnipiac University's new poll says that Trump leads Governor DeSantis by 30%, with 53% of respondents saying they'd still vote for the former president. And according to the poll, President Biden holds a very slight lead over Trump, 48% to 44%.
He's fundraised almost $7 million off of this one announcement already.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Alex Jones might be facing two more defamation trials over school shooting lies. The trials would set the value of defamation claims if no settlement is reached. The claimants include parents of a child killed in Sandy Hook. And the trials would proceed in October and December. And ports and dock workers on the West Coast now have a new agreement. The International Longshore and Warehouse Union's Coast Longshore Division, they represent thousands of dock workers, announced that agreement yesterday after over a year of negotiations. The new contract would last for 6 years. I'm sure that's welcome news where all the ports are backed up out there.
Yeah, exactly. David, thanks so much for the update. So I am, I'm almost never, I got a sneeze coming.
Cough.
So... Oh, I mean, yes, Led Zeppelin, it wasn't a sneeze. But anyway, I'm not a fan of prior restraint. That's the legal term. Prior restraint is the term when you come in and you pre-censor somebody. You tell them before they've actually uttered the thing that they can't utter it, okay? So the prior restraint is, generally speaking, it doesn't happen. There are certain times when it does, like, you know, national defense stuff, secrets and things like that. But generally speaking, people are they say what they're going to say, and then you come in after, and then you prosecute them for defamation, libel, slander, you know, whatever the case may be, violation of trade secrets, whatever. Okay, so I'm not a fan of prior restraint. I believe in the First Amendment, but if ever there were a case to argue for prior restraint, it's Alex Jones. You know, here, you know, the one defamation suit, you got other pending defamation suits. It's kind of. I know we're never going to do this, and it's right not to do this, but it's kind of one of those, man, I sure wish we could a little bit, because, you know, it's like after enough defamation suits, you should just, like, lose your speech license. You know, felons don't get to own guns, and defamers shouldn't have free speech rights. Like, there's a certain kind of logic to that argument that, you know, you shouldn't be able to, I don't know what, you know, the first couple of times you take money, the next couple of times you take the vocal cords. I mean, like, I don't know what the answer is. There's no good answer here, but there's something that wants to be able to just shut him up, you know, like certain people. And, well, there you go. 628 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, violation of all my core principles. But, yeah, he kind of brings that out of me. Oh, if you live in Illinois... and you do not have a firearm owner identification card, what they call a FOID card, you best not have a gun. Okay, sure, true. Also, you'd best not shoot yourself in the leg and then have to explain why you've got a gun, and then also have to explain why you recklessly discharged a gun, both of which are crimes. And really, you'd best not shoot yourself in the leg with your pistol while you're dreaming that you're defending your home against an intruder. That's actually what happened.
I feel
to a
like
guy.
There's a story.
There's a guy in Illinois, my old home state. There's a guy in Illinois, my home state, who was having a dream that the home was getting invaded. And in his dream, the answer was to shoot at the bad guys. Of course, somehow or other, between his dream brain and his real life arm, he managed to shoot himself in the leg. And when the investigators came, they filed two charges against him. Two felonies. One was he had a FOID card that was expired or been revoked, so he wasn't supposed to have a gun, and reckless discharge of a firearm, you know, because shooting a gun in your sleep is reckless. So two felonies, I think, is right here. Yeah, both felonies. $150,000 bond for shooting his own leg in a sleepy bad dream. Well, yeah. You know, there are many reasons not to live in Illinois. This is one of them, I know, as a former resident who... I can't exactly...
What about East St. Louis? I think that should be mandatory to have a gun if you live there. They should issue it when you move in.
When you cross the river, you get a
yes,
gun.
Yes, and that yeah, bridge. And here you are. Here's your gun, sir. Or ma'am.
Sadly, that's just about the case of it. But you got to stop to buy it. They don't give it to you for free.
Fox News, and I'm Chris Foster. There's another candidate in the Republican presidential race, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez.
Suarez is 45 years old and a lawyer who is in the midst of his second term as the nonpartisan and part-time mayor. Suarez is now the third Florida Republican to seek the White House this cycle, along with Governor Ron DeSantis and former President Donald Trump. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A Harvard Medical School morgue manager is accused of selling parts of bodies donated to science.
Federal prosecutors say morgue manager Cedric Lodge and his wife Denise, as well as three others, were ghoulishly profiting from the sale of brains, skin, and bones. Prosecutors say they were part of a nationwide network that bought and sold human remains.
Fox's Tom Graham. Storms have knocked out power to more than 100,000 homes and businesses in the southeast from Mississippi to Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it looks like a tornado watch has been issued for our listening area. That's going to be in effect until 3 o'clock. We'll get more with Channel 3 in our weather forecast here in just a few minutes. The Pensacola City Council has approved plans to purchase the old Pensacola Motor Lodge on Cervantes Street. The city now planning to make an offer on that property.
This is about $1 million investment into affordable housing. And, you know, I've said over the months, whether it be different initiatives, that we say in affordable housing, you have to be nimble. We have to be able to be proactive, which we have been. We called about several different hotels that could be multi-unit affordable housing that see if we could get online. And this is one that came through first. We'll continue to do that and look for those opportunities. But
that's Mayor D.C. Reeves. He told News Radio the city plans to fix that old motel building up and partner with an organization to operate the facility as affordable housing. Right now, he says their city is open-minded on what type of affordable housing that it would be used for. The council approved a purchase price of $855,000. Several individuals involved in that narcotic-related incident at the Nico Japanese Steakhouse in Pace have now retained legal counsel. Aaron Watson from the Watson Firm is representing at least one of the families involved.
Methamphetamine ain't supposed to be in Hibachi. I said ain't supposed to be because we know that shouldn't happen.
And he talked with Channel 3, as did two of his clients, Jordan Gray and Matthew Gilley. They also did confirm something that had been speculated on social media, that the people involved had tested positive for meth in their system. New Publix anchored shopping center being planned in Navarre, the latest development being constructed at the corner of Bergren Road and Highway 98. That plaza will be anchored by Publix and an accompanying liquor store whose combined footprint would be nearly 60,000 square feet. That's according to permits filed with Santa Rosa County. Today at Pensacola State College's Milton campus, there's a chance for job seekers to find the position they've been looking for, maybe even get hired right on the spot.
A lot of times at these hiring events and job fairs, we have folks come in and they walk out with their paperwork for their background investigation or whatever the next step on and onboarding with the company.
That's Bill Garner with career source Escarosa. He says representatives from 50 local employers are going to be on hand at the PSC Milton campus. And that'll be on Highway 90. The career fair starting at 10 o'clock this morning. It'll last until about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Former President Donald Trump reportedly rejected a possible settlement with the Department of Justice to avoid the indictment in the classified documents investigation.
The Washington Post reported Wednesday that one of Trump's attorneys wanted to quietly negotiate a deal in the case, as he felt Attorney General Merrick Garland might consider taking an exit ramp to avoid the prosecution of a former president. Trump was not interested after hearing more advice from other attorneys who suggested fighting prosecution instead. Trump has been indicted on multiple charges for allegedly mishandling classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago resort and evading government attempts to retrieve them. Trump and his allies claim the indictment is politically motivated. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And as we're learning this morning, there's another Floridian running for president. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez filing papers yesterday to run for the Republican presidential nomination. This year, it's the third GOP candidate from Florida. 6:35 right now, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at your traffic on the fives with Candy.
It's like, how many can we get?
Well, I think
how
there's room for three more.
You should run.
Andrew should definitely run.
Andrew should run.
Yeah.
Chopped liver over here.
Well, I was gonna pick you for my VP.
Oh, okay, yeah, right. Turns out, you know, you can't have two from the same state. I didn't know that because I was like, Suarez should team up with DeSantis. Anyway, the front gate at NAS is backed up over the bridge. Now that's the only thing we're seeing this morning. If you have traffic tips or, you know, presidential recommendations, you can text them in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
70% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. We are going to be seeing temperatures warm up near 89 degrees, low overnight near 76. Rain chance continues for your Friday with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 90 degrees. Friday night temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we do, again, have a tornado watch, and that's going to be in effect for the entire listening area pretty much for most of the afternoon here today. That'll expire at 3 o'clock. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Activision Blizzard's new Diablo video game broke $666 million in global sales in the span of 5 days. Diablo 4, which launched June 6, has become Activision unit Blizzard Entertainment's fastest-selling game ever. The record-breaking sales provide some solace as the company faces a pending battle with the Federal Trade Commission over a planned acquisition by Microsoft. The FTC has sued to block the deal in California federal court, while the UK's Competition Market Authority has already said it will block the deal. The most in-demand hotel room for travelers right now? A connecting one. Hotel and resort managers say requests for connecting rooms and suites have increased recently as multi-generational families and large groups of friends travel together. Continued flexibility from hybrid work and travelers bringing family members along on business trips have also contributed. Some hotels have reported a more than 20% increase in demand for connecting rooms. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open. That's Your Money Now.
The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks made it easy to put a smile on Dad's face. Use promo code QUALITY at checkout at omahasteaks.com and get $30 off your qualifying order. Choose from mouth-watering packages like 4 tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, jumbo franks, and more. Plus, most gift packages come with 4 delicious caramel apple tartlets. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code QUALITY at checkout for $30 off. That's omahasteaks.com. Code QUALITY at checkout. Minimum order is required. See site for details. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks made it easy to put a smile on Dad's face. Use promo code QUALITY at checkout at omahasteaks.com and get $30 off your qualifying order. Choose from mouth-watering packages like 4 tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, jumbo franks, and more. Plus, most gift packages come with 4 delicious caramel apple tartlets. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code QUALITY at checkout for $30 off. That's omahasteaks.com. Code QUALITY at checkout. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, Chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, part of our tractor lineup rated number one in durability and owner experience, Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Bring home select BX Series equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 72 months, plus save up to $800 now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in business, locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Have to hit that note with the kind of wistful half high look on your face, like you're looking off into the distance admiring the stars as you
that's called a bend.
Thank you.
We air bend very well.
All right, very good. Joining us now, we have Wes Moreno, the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here this morning.
Great to have you. Okay, we got a lot of big news to get to, but there has been no bigger news in Escambia County in the last couple of weeks than the pigs. The pig story, to my way, this is a biblical, almost like Jesus casting demons into the legion of pigs kind of. Tell this story because it's amazing.
So 3 or 4 weeks ago, this started with communication from an individual in the Cottage Hill area of Escambia County, which is just north of Cantonment. And they were running what they deemed to be a swine rescue. And they communicated that, listen, and we've had previous communications with this group before. And but they called and communicated to John Robinson and said, listen, I'm fixing to have some medical stuff going on, and so I'm giving you all these pigs. Well, like I said, we don't want the pigs. We're not going to take the pigs. That's not what we do. And they said, well, on this particular date, that's it. So we're going to stop feeding them. And so when you stop feeding them, what they do is they break out, and they start rummaging through the neighborhoods and the streets looking for food, of course. And so John Robinson got in gear, and he started communicating with all of his partners throughout the southeast and other places, and communicated with our livestock officer, and we found some places in Alabama. And so they started loading them up and moving them over to Alabama. And we thought initially 250-ish. Turns out it was 608-ish.
I like how your census numbers are a little fluid.
Yeah. And some of those were, and they didn't have like 6 or 7 Razorbacks involved in this. And so it was, you know, it's one of those things. And I said on the guys, we run into things that just hit you out of nowhere like this.
Yeah.
That you have to react to and respond to. But they did a great job. John stayed calm. He's very well respected in his area of expertise and has numerous contacts throughout the country, even.
For people who don't know, John Robinson is the director of animal services. He runs the shelter. Go ahead. people may not know the
name. Yeah, so he was able to coordinate this move, and I, like those guys, they worked hard to accomplish this. They're already understaffed. They're struggling right now with staffing issues there at Animal Services. But they were successful, and it was had a good ending.
So two questions that I had. First of all, actually three. Somebody told me we sent pigs down to the Everglades. Is there any truth to that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so all to Alabama. Okay. Second question is, how big of a, I don't know, area are we talking about? Did they have like a farm with a fence, or was it just a big, you know, like wilderness area? Like, what? How did they have it in the first place?
It was a large acreage area. I'm not sure the exact acreage, but it was a large acreage area. And I don't know how they came about all these pigs.
Okay.
Some of them were, you know, some of them were pot-belly half-breed pigs, and they're really not the kind of, they're not the compart Duroc pig that you cook ribs out of. That wasn't those kind of pigs.
Oh, so, because that was my first thought is how hard can it be to get rid of bacon, you know? But, you know.
Yeah, well, wasn't exactly that kind of quality pig, but anyway.
Okay.
We dealt with them, and we got them moved.
And 10 days, right? It took 10 days to do all this?
Yeah, about that. Yeah, about 10 days.
Kind of talk about the unheralded work of the county, right? That's just amazing. 600 plus
Absolutely.
Pigs.
Absolutely.
Well, I just wanted to make sure people heard that story, because it's funny, but it's also like, you know, weird problems that come up as a result of somebody thinking they're doing a good thing over time, and then all of a sudden, you know, things change. Wes Moreno, hang on for just a second. Let's get Canyon here with Traffic on the Pigs.
I kind of want some, but I absolutely, so it could lead that way because I have so many cats. Never mind how many, Wes. As we, I know, don't arrest me. Looks like the back gate and the front gate are both doing fine now at Pensacola NAS. And thank you so much for texting that in. If you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative local pigs.
Dependable. That's right. So one thing is, you've been working on the budget. Where are you in that process?
We are balanced. We have a balanced budget. It has been a long iteration. It is a large budget. It'll be about a $700 million budget.
Wow.
I've met with every department director. I've met with myself and Stefan and some of his staff. We've met with every single department director and their finance person. We've gone through every line item in every department, and it's been a lot of work. I think our directors did a fantastic job in their requests. Nobody submitted anything crazy. They were all very realistic and very even keeled in their requests. And so I appreciate their cooperation, their effort. Just did a great job. But we're balanced. And so we'll start buttoning up and putting budget books together and doing the things that we have to do. And we'll be ready for July to present that budget.
I don't know the great way to ask this question, but in the past, we have budgeted for positions that we were unable to fill, a lot of positions that were like hundreds of positions that we were unable to fill. And it always seemed to me like that was kind of a problem for the budget. And, you know, how much of that gap has been closed where you just aren't budgeting for those positions and therefore the budget can be reduced, but it's not, you're not really getting rid of people. You're getting rid of the openings for people that never turned up anyway. Does this question make sense?
Yeah, so, you know, this time last year we had over 400 vacancies. I think we've been able to cut that to around 300 vacancies, maybe a little less than that. Out of those, 156 of those positions early on in the budget process were positions that actually affected the general fund. And those are the ones that we were looking at, the ones that affected the general fund, the ones affected Fund 175, which is the gas tax.
Okay.
So we were looking at those positions. So there are some of those that we eliminated.
Okay.
There are some that we did not fund. We're not going to, you know, they're there, but we're not going to fund them.
Right.
And some of the directors said, well, listen, we're okay not funding them, but we'd hate to lose them. Because honestly, once you lose a position, it's hard to get it back. And you got to remember that a lot of our departments, like Public Works,
Corrections.
They're budgeted the same amount of folks and corrections. That's forever. Since 2002, we've not increased personnel in some of these departments. And so, you know, it's easy to cut positions, but it's hard to get them back. So we're not funding them. And then in fire and EMS. We've increased positions.
Right.
At 18, we're budgeting for an increase anyway, of 18 positions in EMS because we have new trucks coming in, and 21 positions in fire because we want to add some paid fire structure there in Molino and a couple other areas. So we're trying to meet the need there in public safety.
And pay raises and for the lieutenants safety. Going now, right, too? Isn't that finally in?
Yeah, that is in. That is in effect now, so it will continue to be part of the budget.
Good.
We're working hard to balance the budget, but also improve areas that we know need improvement and get better and better from those areas.
I wanted to ask you, we've got a good news note coming up. I'll get to that in a second. But any progress on OLFA meetings, conversations, anything there that we ought to know about?
Actually, there's a meeting today. There's a meeting this morning over at the Central Office Complex. D.R. Horton and Sterling are coming in, and myself and Allison Rogers and development services staff and engineering staff and traffic staff. We'll all get in the room and we'll meet. And we have some questions, and I know they have plenty of questions. And we'll just kind of see where we land at and what the outcome is.
All right, so I'm one day early for the question. Fair enough, because tomorrow would be the, hey, what happened kind of question. tomorrow, we're opening up a new boat ramp in Perdido, right?
Absolutely, yep. That's a good news thing. It's been a lot of hard work involved in that. We got some restore money in there, a lot of grant money involved in that project, and it'll be a good project, a big project there in District 1, and I know it'll be, when it gets completed, it'll really be a great asset for the citizens there.
Very cool. And I'm going to just take 10 seconds to bend your ear about something that you and I had talked about previously before. But Commissioner May was talking about how good it is to have these students, especially all of the interns that y'all have working for you, that they can ride the bus for free because of that, you know, provision to let kids ride the bus for free. And I'll just put one more plug in for, I think we ought to try an experiment where we let the buses be for free for everybody and then do a route study. And then reconfigure and let the buses be for free and do a route study in order to find out, you know, what is really the best ideal version of the buses when there's no constraints on people using them other than, you know, whether they can get on them or not. So, I mentioned it to you before, but I'm reminding that I'd love to see us try something like
this. Well, there's always some talk about that idea. It does get quite a bit of conversation. And
oh, great.
And you will also see the results of a route study coming to the board. Possibly in July, maybe first part of August.
Oh, okay. All right. I know it's been in the process. Again. Okay.
Yeah, we're kind of going through that right now as well.
Very cool. Well, Wes Moreno, he is responsible for running Escambia County at the direction of the Board of County Commissioners. He is the county administrator. Wes, thanks for all that you do. Thanks for all that your people do. Thanks for the entertaining and amazing story of the pigs this week, sir. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. We'll see you, Andrew.
You bet. 652 here on News Radio 92.3. If you're an employer with employees, that means you got to deal with insurance, dental, vision, life, disability insurance, right? You got human resources you got to manage. You got payroll you got to manage. And if you already have everything you have in this regard and you're happy with how everything's working, then great. Do what you're doing. If any part of that gives you the twitches because you're like, why do you mention it? Why do you ask? Okay. If your voice goes up in the answer, that's an indication, right? So you call Torgerson Causey. They're a locally owned benefits, employee benefits agency. They've been doing this for more than 2 decades. They've been doing it for us for about 6 years and here at Cat Country News Radio. And they're great. I mean, genuinely, I wouldn't have ever thought I'd find myself raving about a HR place, but they really are quite good at what they do. Gave us options, choices we didn't have before, answer questions, just, you know, solid across the board, very responsive customer service, all of that stuff. So have them come in. No obligation to look at what you're doing. 433-9996 or check out Torgerson Causey online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S. now from $24,999. The Tiguan S from $27,999. And the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
Choosing an early education program is one of the most important decisions a parent makes. Navarre Montessori Academy develops confident, multicultural, multilingual children who respect diversity, community, who are caring, capable, enthusiastic, and committed to a lifetime of learning. Navarre Montessori Academy is a dual language immersion school that nurtures learning in an environment that celebrates cultural differences and holds to the Maria Montessori philosophy. Waitlist now open for 18 months through third grade. Check out their online reviews and call to schedule your tour today.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
National average for a gallon of gas, $3.58. Florida average is $3.45. In Mississippi, it's now back over $3, just barely, $3.06. California is $4.88 for an average, $3.13 east of the Walmart in Navarre. The other Walmart's $3.12. If you're in Tiger Point, $3.08 at the Murphy at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, $3.23 in proper. In Milton, I told you the price jump was coming. I hate to say I told you so, but I did. $3.29 now at the CEFCO in Milton. Same at the Pea Ridge Murphy, $3.35. Heading through Pace on 9 Mile, the Walmart has 311. It is 325 actually at the Shell on US 29. That is your better price. A couple of stations seem to have 315, like the A on Old Palafox down the road. But if you're coming in from the southwest side, looks like 314 at the TNC on. I guess it's a Gas and Go now. Did it change brands? Okay, I don't know. Anyway, it's called a Gas and Go on my map. So that's the old TNC on Navy. 657 News Radio 92.3. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. And we are under a tornado watch until 1 o'clock today, especially for there's a bit of a cell over southwestern Escambia County right now. Perdido's getting hit. And then northern Escambia County, right up to the border, that's getting some really harsh weather at the moment. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, and we're seeing an accident now. This is I-10 westbound at mile marker 6, and it is backing things up quite a bit. That's I-10 westbound at mile marker 6. Another accident at the Davis Highway ramp, I-10 eastbound exit to I-110 northbound to Davis Highway is showing an accident. It says no roadblock, but certainly use caution in that area. Giddens Road and Shemukla Highway in Milton, speaking of them earlier, showing an accident, but not a roadblock this morning. Certainly, if you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620, you can text it in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Over 100,000 homes and businesses had no power today after severe weather swept across the South. Alabama was one of the hardest hit with over 40,000 power outages. There were thousands of other people out across Florida, Georgia, and Mississippi today.
And that's going to happen again. I mean, they're getting killed right now. Montgomery, that whole area east to west from Meridian all the way east into Georgia is just getting hammered with storms right now.
Absolutely. FDA advisors meeting today to talk about the next round of COVID boosters. Now, it's unclear if the new vaccines are going to be recommended for everybody again or just the most susceptible. The CDC Advisory Committee scheduled to meet next week to talk about the updated boosters and other vaccines. And the Supreme Court still deciding if President Biden's student debt forgiveness plan is constitutional. But Republicans have come out with a plan of their own now. They've introduced the Lowering Education Costs and Debt Act in the Senate. And that's a package of bills aimed at keeping down the costs of higher education.
LECAD is the acronym?
Yeah, it's not a good one, is it?
No, really, no. It's terrible. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Time for future news. Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Drama today at the Milton City Council meeting over picking a manager list, like whittling the list down to 12 or so.
God, I'm torn because I love drama, but I hope that it goes very smoothly.
I also hope that it goes smoothly, but I do not predict that it will. the food truck court concept, is that going to get approved City Council today?
Yeah.
Pensacola? Yeah, I think so.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.